I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. And in that regard, a lot of people that listen to ET Yoga like to have a pen and paper handy, just in case they want to jot down some things, and I will be giving out lots of information that you might want to jot down. But before we get into tonight's topics about extraterrestrials and belief systems and encouraging comments from Bashar, we're going to give this following disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And having said that, if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, I guess you'll know that my suggestion is that one of your goals should be to try to distance yourself as much as humanly possible from mainstream medical. And in that regard, the pharmaceutical pills as well. And in support of that, Barbara Marciniak, who's the author of Bringers of the Dawn, has recently stated that she thinks that the current medical system and pharmaceutical industries will flourish for about another 10 years and then take a drastic dive as more and more people wake up to exactly how people are being abused by these systems. And I'd also like to note that I see many things around the world today that are very positive outside of North America with respect to new innovations in healing. If you haven't seen Greg Braden's Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, where he's over in Beijing, China, I highly recommend you check that video out on YouTube. I'm also hearing about the Russian pyramid structures that are actually being placed in some hospitals because they are doing the research there that's showing what a beneficial influence pyramid power and pyramids themselves have on objects as well as people. And also certainly in support of many of the European countries that are banning GMO foods. And have heard that in Russia, thimerosal had been banned for about 40 years now. It's one of the ingredients used in immunization shots, and we're told that that's not being used anymore, but I just looked at about a week ago the latest ingredients in the 2013 flu vaccine, 65 million doses, and thimerosal is listed as an ingredient, and of course, carcinogenic in nature, also noted. So one of the things I'd like to talk about this evening is actually a lot of information about UFOs and extraterrestrials, because interestingly enough, on ET Yoga, I rarely talk about it. In fact, the whole point about ET Yoga is to give self-empowering information that can be utilized by the listeners with respect to their spiritual journey and respect to their journey to become enlightened, fully conscious, and attain full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And that's the basic premise of the whole idea of ET Yoga. And, of course, the extraterrestrial part is subject to interpretation by the listener. No one expects anybody to necessarily believe in extraterrestrials to get benefit from the information, because the point really is all about the information. Does the information resonate? Does it work for you? Have you tried some of the techniques? And speaking of techniques, at my website, etyoga.com, I also have a radio archive button that will take you to the archives of ET Yoga. And I've also been told that actually all the programs on BBS Radio, the current program archives, are free to the public. So you really have a wonderful opportunity there to explore a myriad of programs. Specifically, the ET Yoga programs, I do try to be diligent with respect to tagging and giving descriptors for each of the episodes. So if you're interested in techniques, everything from pillar of light, Pleiadian spinning techniques, Merkaba techniques, meditation techniques, breathing techniques, if you're interested in articles about off-planet civilizations, you can go to etyoga.com and either access the archives at BBS Radio or from my website. And a lot of the topics that we have on ET Yoga go back to Earth history, human history, all the way back to Lyra and Vegan systems, hundreds of thousands of years ago, all the way up to the current times, including recent discoveries like those in Romania, in Buzău, of the holographic history of the Earth, which has been duly suppressed, as well as, I understand, according to Bashar, there has been found under the Sphinx in Egypt a Hall of Records as well. And I think this was back in 2010. Apparently, there were discussions being had at that time with respect to public disclosure, but of course, nothing has come to fruition on that count either. So back to this issue about talking about extraterrestrials and ETs, like Bashar, who I do quote from a lot because I believe he's such an accurate source of information. When Daryl Anka channels Bashar, who comes from the Sasani civilization, I guess they're called the Sasani now because they have moved up a dimension in frequency, and I believe they are now a non-physical society. And when Daryl channels Bashar, he doesn't try to prove that Bashar is extraterrestrial. And on ET Yoga, I don't try to prove the unprovable on radio that such a thing as extraterrestrials exist, etc. However, based on some amazing videos that I've seen of late, I'm going to pass on some places that you can look, at least if you have an open mind, or even if you're a skeptic, some pretty interesting stuff to look at. And if you already know about extraterrestrials, even some interesting things for you as well. And I'd like to, I don't know, maybe go back to my own personal experiences, but thinking about the UFO from the Pleiades. Now, that was my first reading of what I thought resonated with me as a real And I would highly, highly recommend that you research that one. And I just watched about a five-hour YouTube showing by Wendell Stevens and his book, UFO Contact from the Pleiades. And I thought it was absolutely outstanding. Some of my close friends also viewed this and thought it was outstanding. We've been telling each other, you know, about it. Absolutely very close to the original book, which actually called UFO from the Pleiades. And the amazing story about Pleiadian contact with Billy Meyer. And also some, I mean, incredible footage, film, et cetera. I mean, anything that that an open mind would want to see. And then actually about the same time, that same time, actually was my first real close encounter with a craft, close enough to throw a baseball and hit it if I wanted to. That was in the mid-70s. And also I think about that time when Barbara Marciniak's book came out, Bringers of the Dawn. And highly, highly recommend that book. It's really amazing when I look back at what's in that particular book, and I think it's free on the internet, and it really describes, you know, everything that's going on, and it's 40 years later. So an incredible book, Bringers of the Dawn. Also, I highly recommend her book on self-empowerment, also channeled from Pleiadian sources. And I'm going back, too, as well, to information that I have about Roswell, because if you're a person that doesn't think that there was a UFO that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947, well, I don't know if you've really done the research. So many recent testimonies have come out, and even Bashar has stated that, yes, indeed, there was a craft that crashed at that point, and not only that, but there were beings on board, and not only that, but there was a survivor who existed for a few years after. Amazing, amazing information. We're getting a lot more information as well from Bob Dean. And Bob Dean has a YouTube three-part video out there, but it's only about 15 minutes in length in each section. It's called The Truth About Extraterrestrials. That's Bob Dean, The Truth About Extraterrestrials. Just watched it this evening. He's a favorite of mine. He's been interviewed at Project Camelot previously and claims on video that he's been on a craft, extraterrestrial. He's not the only one. I mean, people are coming out all over the place. Simon Parks has come out with an interview at Project Camelot. I believe he's a British member of Parliament. People are voting for this guy, but he's talking about his connections with extraterrestrials. Very intelligent guy. Talking about lots that's going on in current politics and certain ET groups that are connected with certain governments on the planet, etc., making that all public. And I found another interesting one. Actually, it's another one related with Wendell Stevens, and it's concerning a landing of a Pleiadian craft in the Soviet Union, and this was in 1989 in the town of Voronezh, and that's V-O-R-O-N-E-Z-H, Voronezh, UFO landing. And that's also on YouTube, and that's Wendell Stevens, and he brings up some amazing points in this video. And this was reported by the Soviet news agency TASS at the time. The gist of it was that a Pleiadian craft landed in this park in Voronezh, and three beings came out of the spaceship and spent about a few hours in the park, talked to about 400 people, all witnessed. The beings were described as about 9 feet tall, with a prominent third eye. Amazing story, all reported, and you can look it up on the internet, 1989 Voronezh UFO landing. And I believe it's under UFOs, ETs, and the Cold War. That's with Wendell Stevens. And he also makes reference to another amazing story related to UFO technology that apparently left Germany in World War II, or near the end of World War II, and how some of this technology ended up with a German civilization that apparently splintered off to Antarctica. And he calls it the New Berlin, and claims there were about 300,000 Germans living at there. And if, in point of fact, it's true, then that group had UFO technology since those times, not to mention the Secret Space Command. And for those SG-1 fans, that Stargate Atlantis, highly recommend that television series as a show that really has a lot of truth in it. And we're also seeing other people come forward with their experiences. The head of the International Chess Federation has recently stated that he's been taken aboard an extraterrestrial craft. I guess people voted for him because he just won an election over Garry Kasparov to attain his current position. So what we're finding is that people all over the place are coming forward with their stories about extraterrestrials and extraterrestrial contacts, and I just love it because I started doing ET yoga about 6 years ago, and it seems more like 60 when it comes to more and more people having UFO sightings and also being more positive about a possible future contact. So I wanted to share that information. And one of the ideas that I had for doing tonight's program was around the idea that all beliefs generate their own self-perpetuating systems of support. And what you get with a negative belief is something that does not happen or work. So it's kind of a matter of trust. And according to Bashar, a good idea is not to make a specific expectation, but be open to your manifesting to happen along the line of least resistance. And to trust it, believe it, act upon it, and explore what your beliefs are. And also, very important factor here is check out if you think you deserve it. And this is a really important point with respect to, I think, all methods and techniques related to spiritual growth. And Bashar has stated previously that without a sense of deservability, you can only expect minimal results. And I couldn't put that in bigger letters. Deservability. Clearly a prerequisite to really hitting the accelerator when it comes to doing reality creation. And for those new to ET yoga, basically, we operate under the premise that your thoughts, definitions, emotions, all go to create your reality. and that they're a perfect reflector. And what's going on in your reality, if it's negative, it's not there to punish you, but to show you what it is that you do believe. And it's interesting to note that when we start doing reality, what I call reality creation, to me, I break it down into three parts. First, because it is your beliefs and the definitions and your emotions and intentions that create your outer experience, the idea here being to take 100% responsibility for your outer experience. Why? Because it's your point of power. If you are the one that created it, then you have the power to fix it. If everything is just happening to you at random, and that's your belief, well, then that's a valid belief for you. But the point of fact is that that places you in a powerless position. And typically, what I find a lot of people doing is getting caught in these indicators of victimhood, which are blame, complaint, and justification of their circumstance, especially the blame one. When I'm looking at people, especially that keep complaining about relationships and certain types of relationships keep happening over and over repeating in their life, and they're spending a lot of time blaming their exes, their ex-spouses, etc., for their conditions. And you see children blaming parents, you see athletes blaming coaches. But what I am saying is, as soon as the words come out of your mouth where you start to blame somebody else, you're creating yourself as a victim. So to me, like, it's just not worthwhile. If you're trying to attract yourself to a positive relationship, one of the things you need to do is let go of the past. And if you really get the idea that you are the one that's creating your own reality, then ironically, that which you complain about is what you're attracting to yourself or creating. Because in this physical universe, you need to be a frequency match for what you experience. If you're not a frequency match for it, it's invisible to you. And those ex-partners and spouses, at one point in time, for sure, you were a frequency match for, because two frequencies don't exist in the same space at the same time that are that different, okay? So you're a frequency match at some point. And if circumstances happen so that things don't work out, it really doesn't help you, associated kids, partners, anybody, to spend time blaming somebody else. It's just a fruitless endeavor. And one of the things that taking 100% responsibility can do for you is free you up from all that old baggage. I can't tell you how many people that I know personally that spend a whole lot of time dragging up stuff that happened 10, 20, 30, 40 years in the past and just can't seem to get over it. My suggestion there is go over anything in the past, see what you can learn from it, and move on. And even better, throw a positive spin on it. Maybe something really good will come from that. And if you're new to ET Yoga, that's one of the second premises, is that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meaning. So it's your definitions of the outer circumstances that are going to create your experience of it. And in that regard, you have the ability to place positive spin on any outer circumstance. So this is to me is a really powerful technique, and it's just as powerful as video that's out there called The Secret, which is basically about the law of attraction. Well, to me, the power of positive spin is equally important to that. In fact, it actually encompasses it as well. And Bashar also gives the tip that when you're trying to manifest, that's usually the first reflection looks the same in outward appearance. And the idea here is to, if you're trying to create a new situation, a new belief, you're trying to install a new belief, Don't be caught up in the fact that the outer hasn't quite changed yet, kind of like an echo in a canyon. The first echoes are going to be of hello and hello coming back, but hello number two is coming after hello number one. So give it a chance. Don't get caught in the trap of saying, oh, I guess nothing's happening, so it's not working, because now nothing will be working. Continue with holding the fort with your beliefs that you want to change, and in time, that outward reflection will have to happen, just based on physics. So it's definitely something that you want to give some practice to. Now, one of the things about these beliefs, yeah, it's kind of like I like to give the example of a baseball player that, or someone that believes they're bad at baseball. So we believe we're bad at baseball, and this belief acts as a filter for our experience, both past and future. And as we look back on our baseball experiences, the limiting belief will tend to foster, more limiting beliefs. And it actually filters out the times when we played well and focuses on the times we played poorly. And these limiting beliefs actually make us tense and, anxious. And the belief is kind of self-perpetuating and self-fulfilling. And so let's say we change the belief, it'll be easier for us to find those times when we have actually played baseball quite well in spite of our beliefs. And the new belief and our newly formed memories will be more likely to have us feel more confident and relaxed the next time we play, and making it more likely that we'll play well and have a new positive references and experience. And I think the point clearly here is that how you define your relationship to the circumstances is what's important, that nothing comes with built-in meaning, and the meaning you assign determines the experience or effect from the circumstances. And the same circumstance can give you positive or negative. And this is regardless of the intent of the person that gave you the circumstance. And that's Bashar information. And I think clearly if we look back on our lives, what we're going to really see if we're objective is that what determines how people describe an experience, like two children living in the same family or two people going to the same event. The experience is determined by what you choose to focus on and the spin you put on it. And that's the way life is. All these beliefs, are basically, they're self-reinforcing. And it really comes down to that reality is what you choose to observe about it, and what you choose to focus on, and the spin or the definition that you put on it. And I think that's definitely, definitely key. And when we're looking at reality creation, which is, to me, the belief that you've downloaded since you were a child, so you got those definitions from and beliefs from your initial caregivers, and should thank them for the amazing positive beliefs that you have. But at the same time, there may be beliefs in there that are no longer serve you. And as an adult, that's your responsibility to go through and sort through those so that you can discard what's not useful. I mean, if you walked over to your neighbor's house and somehow magically all his beliefs got downloaded into your brain, would you be happy with that? I mean, no offense to anybody's parents or initial caregivers, but I think you want to kind of go through that and sift and sort. So that's the suggestion, that we go through and reprogram our old beliefs. That's from the initial download that we are involved with. And then another form, obviously, of reality creation is placing positive spin on outer circumstances, with the formula being that a positive emotional spin in will result in a positive emotional experience, and a negative spin will create a negative experience. That would, to me, is the second phase of reality creation, and the third is intentional creation. So you're actually creating the situation. It's not there in front of you. You're attracting it through your beliefs, and that's clearly a much trickier subject, but one that's well worth the endeavor. Now, in addition to deservability, I want to share with you Bashar information with respect to introducing guilt, because one of the key ideas engendered upon your planet, and this is from Bashar, long ago, is the idea of guilt. Not that other civilizations do not experience it, but you have delved so very deeply and so strongly into it that your civilization, among the many civilizations we have encountered, has an expertise that is matched by none. Not that this makes you any less. In fact, the idea of your willingness to even experience such limitation in many ways actually makes you strong and is in and of itself an indication of how strong you know you are to be able to subject yourself to such a degree of limitation. This allows you to create many wondrous occasions of self-incrimination, self-invalidation, self-limitation, segregation, and separation in your lives. And many times it is the primary ingredient, the primary symbol to allow you to prevent yourselves from creating in your lives what you prefer, what you desire, and what you know deep within you is what you deserve to experience in your lives. Guilt is what will always perpetuate limitation, always perpetuate separation. It keeps you from recognizing your own self-empowerment and your own connection to the infinite creation. For recognize that fundamentally speaking, while many of you for a long period of time have assumed that hate is the opposite of love, guilt is the true opposite of love. Hate may be the diametric, dynamic polarity expression of love, but guilt is the true mechanical opposite. For love is complete and utter self-worthiness and creativity, while guilt is the belief in lack of self-worth, it stifles creativity. Hate involves the concept that you deserve something, whereas guilt is completely devoid of the sense of deservability. In fact, guilt is the denial of your very existence. Therefore, the belief in your lack of deservability allows you to be able to create a scenario in which you actually keep at bay all the things in life that are yours by birthright, such as happiness, ecstasy, and creativity. Guilt is the bitter pill that was injected into your society by your society to keep you in the status quo of lack of self-empowerment. Because when you truly believe you are not connected to all that is, or God, the infinite creation, when you truly believe you must control by force in order to get anything at all in this life, then do you further the continuation of limitation, further the continuation of guilt. And this scenario has become the very ethic of your society. When you do not believe you are connected, you thus do not believe you can create things you desire in your lives with great ease and effortlessness, and things become worthless to you if you don't create suffering in order to get them. No pain, no gain, as you say. When you are told a story in your world and that story contains pain and conflict, struggle and strife, you say, oh my, very realistic. But when you're told a story where it says, and they lived happily ever after, Aha, you say, a fairy tale. That's not real life. There is absolutely nothing within the creation of the universe that insists that the story containing the conflict is any more real than the one that does not. It is your choice, out of your habits, to believe that pain is more real than joy. So as we have said, this has become the ethic of your entire civilization, that you cannot have anything in your lives that is worthwhile unless you have suffered, unless you have, as you say, earned it. But do recognize that you do not have to earn it. You already own it. Your birthright. You were created from ecstasy. You were created out of love and light. It is your birthright. Everything you do can be an act of love done with effortless ease of creativity. You are made in the image of the infinite creator, and that means quite simply that you are infinite creators and multidimensional ones as well. That is the natural you. If you will allow yourself to realize that you no longer need the tool of guilt, you will then give yourself the expansiveness of your birthright. You will allow yourselves the expressiveness of your vitality, and you will then be able, with all clear consciousness, to create and attract into your lives the things you know you deserve. You will find that when you remove guilt from your toolbox, what is left will be this recognition and realization. Nothing is too simple or too good to be true. Nothing. Nothing is the is too simple or too good to be true. And nothing is too wondrous or too ecstatic to be yours. Nothing. You deserve all you can conceive of because you exist. And if you exist, then obviously all that is, infinite creator believes you deserve to exist. And if you exist with a desire for creating peace, harmony, joy, and ecstasy in your lives, then know you are not created with that desire without also having been created with the ability to attract that into your lives. Your awareness of that idea in and of itself is sufficient to bring it to you. Creation holds nothing back from you, and it never has. Never. In all circumstances in your lives, each and every one of you has always been supported 100% by the universe. You are not ever given a desire without also being given the ability to accomplish that desire. The universe and infinite creation does not do extraneous and pointless things. Therefore, since you did not have to do anything special in order to deserve existence, since obviously all that is believes you deserve to exist, give yourself the same benefit of the doubt. Treat yourselves with the same unconditional love and respect. Grant yourselves permission and grant yourselves the right to create life as you deserve it to be, for you have the ability to create it that way. All you need do is remind yourselves that your ability to conceive of that idea is in and of itself the indication of your ability to create that idea. Again, you are multidimensional creators, and as you think, as you feel, and as you believe, so you experience the creation of the physical reality around you, always, no exceptions. Your physical reality is always the product of what each of you believes it can be or fears it will be. For to fear that something will happen in your lives is the same thing as saying you believe that the fearful scenario is the strongest possible reality likely to come into your lives. Your physical reality is always the product of what you believe it can or will be. Again, I remind you, all of you were born on your earth with a total facility for living your lives in absolute joy. But because of the way you have created your society to be, that joy is drummed out of you by the time you are about 3 years of age. Yes, that young. And you begin to buy into the belief systems that your society says are the belief systems you must buy into in order to survive in this world. If you see that you are involved in situations you don't prefer, then simply recognize that the only way it could be in your lives is for you to have the belief allowing it into your lives. Therefore, now that a situation has shown you what the belief is you have been operating on, you are free. You have the opportunity to say, aha, now I have the definition of the belief that has created this. It has been buried within me. It has now come to the surface because here it is all around me. Therefore, if I don't prefer it, I can understand what the definition was, and I can thus change that definition to what I do prefer. Then use 100% of the trust, the same trust used to create the negative scenario, to now know that once you have changed the definition to a positive definition, reality will reflect that definitional belief just as strongly as it reflected the other definitional belief, which you did not prefer. And yes, you have your own self-guidance system, your own built-in guidance system. Well, to me, those are very encouraging words, especially for those of us who are involved with doing reality creation. And all ties back to the concepts that you need to feel loved, valued, that you deserve. And clearly the key idea that if you're given the idea about something, you're also given the ability to make it happen. I thank Bashar for those words. And again, this whole concept that we attract into our lives what we believe. And this has been found true as well by quantum physics. And you need to be a vibrational match for what you experience. And this is out of the background of the universal matrix of infinite possible holograms. And those holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as real, that you sense as objective reality. So it's clearly it's a matter of physics at that point, because that's the process of how the universe works. And Bashar has also articulated that the universe works in this manner. First, your beliefs determine the reality that you perceive, and your beliefs determine your perception of reality. You then immediately, automatically, and usually unconsciously interpret your perception of reality. That is, you arbitrarily assign, project, and superimpose an interpretation onto your perception of reality. And then you emotionally react to your interpretation of that reality, and you then have thoughts about this reality, and then based on your emotions and thoughts, you take action. So, again, the mechanics of how the whole process actually works. And in simplified terms, all comes down to belief and what you believe is. So it really pays to do your homework on checking out, write down on a piece of paper, you know, here's different categories of subjects or areas in my life, and what do I believe? What do I believe about money? What do I believe about relationships? Take a look at what you believe and then see what you're actually experiencing. I think you'll pretty much find they're going to match up. And again, a hot tip with respect to the relationship idea, love yourself, love the earth, let go of the past, quit blaming anybody else that's in your past, just let it go, because you want to shoot forward and onwards and upwards in a positive manner. And I'd like to take this opportunity to mention that when you're doing self-empowering techniques, what I found was that at a certain point, it spills over into the health and medical area. And why? Because you start to understand how things work. And when you start to understand more how things work, you want to become more self-sufficient. And it's kind of like if you know how to change the plugs on your car, you're probably not taking it into the mechanic. And similarly, if you know how to fix the things that are wrong with your body, or you need to do some research, because you'll find that there are natural ways to achieve what you want. And, of course, having the belief that that's so is highly relevant. So all beliefs are equally valid. Personally, for me, I can't imagine ever taking a pill for any kind of medical condition. I'd like to take the responsibility to find a natural way to achieve the same thing without the side effects of pills. I can only tell you how many people I know that are taking 10 or 12 pills a day. I can't imagine what that does to their liver. I can't imagine what that does to their brain with respect to water on the brain. I can't frankly imagine taking an immunization shot of any kind. I've seen the science on it, that the synapse in the brain is cut in half when these procedures are taking place. Hot tip, limit television viewing, lower frequency. If you want to get the basics of good health, Bashar clearly articulates them. Get yourself a source of good water. Oxygenate the system. Yogic pranayams are perfect. Lighten up the stress in your life if possible. Exercise. Detox. And get off the meats. And I like to throw in there, get plenty of sunlight, because vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. And that's the route to go. Vitamin D, don't buy into the sun scare. And I'd like to also mention that I also have a book out. It's called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. It's available at my website, etyoga.com. Much appreciate your support from products that I do have for sale at that site. And I'd also like to mention that these products were there to assist people with their self-empowerment, and much appreciation to those who that do help me in that manner. And I'd also like to wish everyone, as usual, my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Hope you found something of interest on the show that you can research further.
You can
or
go as long as
technique.
You like. You can go as long as you like.
Or a technique that you can use to enhance your spiritual growth. Whole idea here about techniques, of course, is the ones you resonate with are probably the ones that work the best for you. On this program, usually at the end of the hour, we usually do the Bashar XYZ meditation. Just doing that alone will expand your consciousness if you really pay attention to how it's constructed. It allows you to expand your awareness into a variety of avenues, allows you to make contact with any consciousness in the universe. Very, very powerful technique if you let it be so, and all you need to do really is sit back and listen to it. With respect to techniques, I also highly, highly recommend the Pillar of Light technique, and that's a Pleiadian one. If you're not familiar with that particular one, I would strongly suggest you look in the ET Yoga archives, and you'll come across the the techniques of the Pillar of Light, because one of my favorites as well is the spinning technique. And the spinning technique is one that you develop slowly, and you develop doing spins about 33 times per session. Only takes a couple minutes to do that. And after that, you actually work up to 99 spins per day. And according to the Pleiadians, if you work up to 99 spins per day, they say, well, we'll see how long you end up staying on the planet, or at least in this dimension. And so, again, I'd like to wish everyone success with respect to doing techniques. I love to hear about your successes. So you can also contact me at the ET Yoga website. And now I'd like to ask for the guys in the booth to play Bashar's XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world, and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back, all the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side, and front and back, 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety- on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.